all that was fallen. And then in John 14:12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and even greater than these he shall do, because I go unto the Father. The works I do, you shall do, and they'll even be greater. Now, I want us to look at the scripture that we had this morning and just talk about it for a few minutes. First of all, I want you to know something that he said, I'm calling you to go. How many were there? There were 72. It says 70, but we believe there were 72 who were called to go out. How many of those were Christians? It was all he knew at the moment. He sent them all out. For so many of us, we think, oh, the 12 were sent to go out and the rest were to sit around in churches and talk about it. He sent 72 out. He said, go, prepare the way for me to come. And that's what he's calling us today. It's no different. But he said, I want you to go two by two. Now, why is that important? And I want to talk this morning more specifically about a Christian witness, because I've had people tell me I don't know how, or I can't. And there was a time that I was that way. I've come a long ways, and it's taken years, and it's taken development, and it's taken hard work, and it's taken listening to other people, and I've been with people who know how to witness. And by the way, one of the best ways to learn how to witness to somebody is to go with somebody who knows how to do it. And you learn a lot by them. But Jesus gave these 70 people, this is the way you do it. First of all, you go two by two. Why do you think he always sent them two by two? Number one, he wanted to protect them. He wanted to send them out in protection. He wanted to send them out with encouragement. He wanted to send them out so that they could keep a record of it, so that they would be, while one was witnessing or talking, the other was praying. There was always a method. And so whenever we have had visitation in the past, and it goes back to a fall a year ago, a full year ago, we sent out people two by two. We don't like to ask you to go out by yourself. Even the pastor is not really good for him to go out by himself. It's better if he'd go out two by two. So that's the first thing. Also, we learn from each other. And it's good to have, and it's also, one person can see things another one doesn't see and can share a moment. And so it's like you're working together. So two by two. And the number one thing that we see today that is listed in the program that I see is Sheilaism. Sheilaism. And Sheilaism is religiosity. And that comes from the fact that one girl was interviewed, and her name was Sheila, and she said, I just don't think in today's world we need to get real excited about religion. Religion has caused more people damage than anything else. I believe in God, but I believe in the God that I believe in. And that is really where most millennials are today, where most people that we will go to visit, and I want you to understand that, they're Sheilas. They believe, let me do it on my own way. Church just gets you off. It's really a problem. And you people don't want to go to church, that's fine. But I want you to understand, and I don't want anybody telling me about my faith. I've got faith. I don't need anybody sharing. Just let me do my own thing. This is the type of thing. But it says to expect resistance, expect rejection, work with people even though you are rejected. Now, I want to say this. He says, I'm sending you out as sheep amongst wolves. That doesn't sound too good, does it? Excuse me, Lord, you're sending the sheep out with wolves. Can we try something? How about sheep among sheep? Let's try that. Now, that's where most Christians are today. And just let me do my witnessing with other sheep. I'll be glad to do that, but don't send me in the wolves. But Jesus said, wherever I send you, I will be with you. And he says, expect resistance, expect rejection. Don't measure success by the reactions of the people. Don't measure it that way. You know, if somebody says, yes, come in, I want to talk with you, I've been looking for you, don't sit there and go, wow, I did good today. No, don't measure it by that. Measure it by whether or not you were faithful to go when God called you, or faithful to speak when God called you to speak. Sister Teresa gave a quote, I sort of like it. It says, Christ has no body on earth, no hands but yours, no feet but yours. Yours are the eyes through which the compassion of Christ looks out to the world. Yours are the feet with which he is to go about doing good. Yours are the hands with which he is to bless others now. And if we, the church, are not going out and touching and speaking, then the world is missing Jesus. There are four points that Christ has for the formula, though. Here's the first point. Speak peace. In Luke 10, 5 through 6, and whatsoever house you enter into, first say, peace be to this house. And if a son of peace is be there, your peace will rest with him. But if not, it shall return to you again. Speak peace. The first place that we always begin when we are going to witness to somebody and have a dynamic encounter with somebody is we speak peace. Now, what does that mean? In that day, you would walk into a house and you would actually use the word, peace be unto you. Well, it was a symbol of the day that meant, I'm not coming here as an enemy. I don't come here to collect taxes. I'm not coming here to tell you what you need to be doing. I'm just coming here in the peace of God. And in essence, we never approach anybody based on their sin. We never come to somebody and say, I was noticing you were doing this. You need to get your life straight. No, you need to come to them in simple peace. I have come to share the peace of Christ with you. I have come and you have peace with them. Do you know how hard it is sometimes to have people that are flaunting their sin and you are to walk up to them and have peace? It's very hard. But this is the place we begin. Number two, the second step is that you prioritize relationships. In that same house, remain eating and drinking such things as they give, for the labor is worth his hire. Go not from house to house. And whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. Now, it's hard for some people to do that, I know. It's hard to learn new food. Probably one of the struggles I had was when Ravi and Vijay came into our church and they invited me to parties and I went to their house and learned to eat Indian food. I had never done that before. Why did I do that? Well, first of all, I believe it's a sign of fellowship. I believe it's a sign of cordialness. I believe it's a sign of I've opened up my heart to you. And there are people who say, well, I don't eat that stuff. Well, stop and think about it. You're Christians. But I think it's more than just eating their food. It's listening to them, gaining a relationship with them, finding out about them. Do you know what is the best way to gain a relationship with somebody when you come in contact with them? Shut up and listen. Stop talking. Stop being so busy. And just listen. You can't ask a question. How are you today? okay? How's your family? A question opens up the fact that you're concerned about them. But where do you go with that? How do you develop a relationship with someone? You not only ask them a question, you listen. And they need to know you listen. How do people know that you listen? Because you repeat it back to them. This is a key that people are not being taught today. They need to learn. Whenever you want people to realize that you care about them and you're listening to them, you repeat what they have just said. You know, I've got a struggle with an aunt, and she's in the hospital. What hospital is she in? You listened. And where did you? What? How long has she been in the hospital? You listened. I'm going to write her down in my little book here, this is my prayer book. I'm going to write her down, you know, name real quick so that I'm able to keep this in mind. You listened. And then you call back the next week or a few days later, and you say, you know, I was wondering about your aunt. How is your aunt doing? Bam! You listened. Relationships have been built. In the Christian world and in America today, this is not how we do it. We're busy. We're doing our stuff. Well, Christians need to listen to what Jesus said. We need to build relationships. The first thing and the greatest thing that will reach people is when you have built a relationship with them. So the third is address the brokenness, bring healing. And heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, and I'll go into that in just a second. Heal the sick. But I don't think I have the gift of healing. Have you got the gift of prayer? When someone says, my aunt. You know, I've got this one lady who has taught me a lot. Her name's Lisa Yu. She's taught me a lot about prayer. Whenever she sees me, she walks, she's a neighbor down the street. She used to work with me at Crescent. Whenever she stops, and the first thing she does is, how are you doing? Well, I'm doing okay. No, I mean, how are you doing? What's going on? How are you? And when finally I get to that point where she looks at me and she says, okay, I want to pray with you right now for that. And she calls me back two or three days later and says, how is that going on? You listened. People will respond to you and listen if you show you listening. The fourth one is proclaim the kingdom. The kingdom of God is nigh unto you, but into whatsoever city you shall go, and it goes on. The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. In essence, you preach the kingdom of God to them. That at that point, you can share the kingdom of God, because first of all, they realize you care about them, you've listened to them, and then you can share that, you know, I want to just share what God has to say. His kingdom is nigh. In essence, God is with me. How many of you are afraid to look at somebody and say, God is with me? Do you know most Christians can't say that? They feel like, well, I'm a sinner. How can I say God is with me? Or won't I sound arrogant or prideful if I say God is with me? No. They're looking for someone who has stood and said, God is with me. And you say, I want to pray with you. And you pray for healing and sickness. You also pray for deliverance and watch God work. Now, these are the steps. I have a short video. It's short this morning. But I want you to listen to the video this morning, because to me, this is an amazing, amazing story that speaks to us, every one of us in the pew. So right now, when you're ready, go ahead and show that to
I was an internal.
important was the obedience of these two people, just people in the church. This wasn't a pastor and his wife. This was just a family in the church. Their obedience. At exactly the right time, they were there. You see, God's got everything timed out. And sometimes when we come in contact with people and we're busy, we don't realize this was a God-appointed time. God had this planned out a long time ago, and we're just fitting into his plan. Just be obedient. We're not called to be great teachers and preachers to the community. We're just called to love and encounter people with the love of Christ and watch what God can do. As we join together for prayer, I want to just ask you, if you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you want to do that this morning, whether you're on Zoom or you're here in the church this morning, I want to give you that opportunity. Everyone bow together with me. And if you've never accepted Christ, if you pray this prayer after me, with me, to the Father. Dear Father, I know that I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. I give you my life right now. I trust Jesus as my Savior. Make me new right now. I receive Jesus. I follow Jesus. I give him my life right now. And it's in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen. If you've prayed this prayer believing and trusting and willing to follow him, he will hear the prayer and he will receive you. Also, if there are anybody here that feels convicted this morning that you should be doing more with your testimony, I just want to ask you, I want you to go back, and we're closing with this. How many people did you come in contact with this week? Just think about it a second. How many people did you come in contact with this week? Including the people you didn't even know. And how many did you witness to this week? That's not to make you feel guilty. It's just to maybe say, were there any of those that were appointments of God that I just missed because I was so busy? Or was so focused in on what I needed to get done? You see, you're a part of the 72 that were sent out. And we're being sent today into a lot of people that need deliverance. Will you go? And all you have to do is, by the way, it says, go ye therefore and make disciples. Actually, the way it says in the Greek is, therefore as you go, reach people for Jesus. It means wherever you're going, this is God's opportunity for you to share the love of God, the passion of Jesus. What was Jesus' passion? It was people. I hope that will be your passion as well.